Gibt mir gerade in der Affen, es sagt, dass sie vorhin, dass die Zayn beginnt am Abbez, beginnt am Tetzlach, beginnt am Gemara, ich sage, ich sage, Lama, hier, ich sage, where does it say in the Torah that there's such an Erva as the wife of the brother wasn't alive at the same time as the brother who passed away without any children? Which Tay says, when Tay Mitzvah says, Tay has to take a look, he says, wait a second, why didn't you special limud, Tay Beglei, it's a piece of Hashem, and the fact this is the Pesach, Mishlei, the Chedechenim, the paths of Torah are sweet paths. Because my time, from this same reasoning that Abdinin, that we make what's called Mesim Kachayim, those who are dead, like those who are living, regarding Gibbon, the Perk Yesh Metagas, and later on the Pezayim Mabez, which tells us that once there was a tour of Gibbon, where there was a certain situation that you didn't require, if there was a son alive and then the son died, even though now essentially he's without any children. But once you say that potter, you can't bring back the situation of obligation again. Meaning, we make the mason like as if they're still chayim, because it's not appropriate, it's not sweet to have to be exempt and be obligated again. So that's the same thing over here. The moment a brother dies and there's no brother yet born, so she's potter. The moment he's born, even the day later, now you take him back to chayim. But the chedachanim should tell us that there's no such obligation. What in your special limit as the gemara is asking? And Tosafot points out, avigav the itzuk limilakrin, although that shouldn't be so problematic because. You're right. The source that we learn that Ishaq Shabalay but Lamay from, that pasuk really, you're right. We need it for something else, because I'm picking like the Gemara later on the Pergam and Mitzvah Liabim, that regarding the obligation for the oldest brother to do Yibim, which the Gemara asks, how do you know even other brothers also? So the Gemara says, Imkin Ishaq Shabalay Lamay, the Chazra Chon Lamay, then why would you need to have a Limud for Ishaq Shabalay Lamay? But the brother that's born, obviously, is not the first one, because he's being born after at least this brother who died without any children. And so to peg by Shammai, so the Gemara later on the Fialman Bay is Namidakin Mine, the Gemara's Medaik, the Kot and Zoik Libim, that a minor mandates that there is such halacha of Yibim. And meaning to say, even if he's not the oldest, so he says that even though we're finding that you need a Paz Eshach by Lamai for these other drushes, so it wouldn't really be so difficult. It does sound like that. The primary pasuk is needed for this teaching of Eshak Shalei Berlamai that's part of Yibum. That's Father Taisus. Why do you need a special limit for Eshak Shalei Berlamai if you could have it just from Derech Hadachanim? Memory the Re says, no, the Itzok Lehecha Lechamaisa Sheyavam Mubethas. We would need it for a case where if the mother-in-law of the Yavam is pregnant, the Havish Shabbatachinam. That is ways of peace. Because with Tamtin, Shemitel Zachar, she should wait until to see if maybe her mother-in-law gives birth to a male, but Tezah Kukulin, she's going to have a Zika bond to him. And that's not like the case of when the child was alive, her son, and therefore she didn't have to have even a later potter, then later Chayim. That's not Dechanim. But here, you know, you just have to wait a little bit, wait a few months, a few weeks, whatever, just that. And therefore, that's when you need a special Pasuk, Meshach Zah Blomid, that even if she gives birth the next day, that even though there's no problem of Derech Chayim, but still that would be exempted because of the special error of Eshach Zah Blomid. We learn out that the brothers of Yaakov, that the mitzvah of Yibam is specifically paternal brothers. Now, Tosafot bothered, he says, wait a second, what's with Litnei Sheshachav Shloi Bei Lama? Maybe regarding that also, and Tosafot saying that he's answering the question, he says, no, in Tzvar Lemelech Mimei Yaakov, because truthfully, you could learn out from the sons of Yaakov. They weren't called brothers. The sons of Yaakov also were alive at the same time. So from that same source of Akva Akva, we should also learn out that the source of the Allah of Eshach Shalei Berlamai. So it says, no, because the Pshit Mekachan, obviously, that even if they're not alive at the same time, they're still called brothers. And even though technically the brothers of Yaakov were alive at the same time. And V'ilav D'miyut Kerba Hedjev, if we didn't have an explicit miyut from the Pasuk, an exclusion, we would not be able to learn from the son of Yaakov with this halacha. And therefore, it wouldn't be logical to learn it of Kiyash V'acham Yachtov, meaning without Kiyash V'acham, you would not know the exemption of Eshach Shalei Berlamai from the sons of Yaakov. So why don't you just say, Allah Why do you have to tell me this halacha that when the Yivam dies, that then he's permitted the mother, just say that you're saying like the one who holds that there's no zikr, and therefore after she dies, you're permitted the mother. Now, Pirish Bukhun just explains, who is this that we're asking on Rav Huna that he should have just said like that, mandama, like that, tana? So Rashi explains, it's the Rabban of Rabbi Meseidim. It's the Rabban who disagreed with Rabbi Meseidim, the Maisa Kaman that the Gemara brings later on. And where do you see that there's anyone who disagrees with Rabbi Meseidim? It doesn't say explicitly opinion. So Rashi explains, from the fact that Shmuel had to rule like Rabbi Meseidim, the moment that he says, obviously that Rabbanan, the Chacham, they hold that is Ein Zika, and that's who he should have said like. So it says, of course, that's difficult. Why? Kudama Amma, maybe in general, Sabra Rabban, the Yashika. Now, who said there's such a Rabban? Maybe Rabban generally hold that Yeshika. So wait a second, but the inference is that there are Rabban who disagree with Mesela, Shmuel had to pass like with Mesela. Yeah, that's for a different reason. For us, maybe there's Shal who they would hold that's going to be permitted. And that is Vilay Matzchila, they would hold that you wouldn't have to wait for the brother to do Yibam before this brother who got engaged to the sister to go ahead and marry her. That's for a different reason. No, of course it's Yashzika. But Mishum the Kedushin Mavki Zika, it's the Kedushin that he did in the sister that uproots his Zika with the Yavama. The Chosheb Sefer Ogla, the Gemara says later on the Pegim and Alpha, Peg Beis, the Megillah, the Chesman Beis, Ahid Rebbe Yehuda Mesecha Yechidah, says that this opinion, Rebbe Mesecha, who says that we tell him to wait until the brother is a Maisa, that's considered a Das Yachid, a minority opinion, an individual opinion. Where did the Kinnon, the Gemara infers over there that the Shmuel Chayesh Lechidah, Shmuel obviously is concerned for an individual opinion, but the Pasuk of Yehuda, that he rules like this Rebbe Yehuda, Ben Mesecha is a Das Yachid. So what we see from this is that we find Shmuel, he rules like an individual opinion. That's what the Gemara says over there. Now Taisa proves. Now, if would be Machlis Rebbe Rabbanan in the Halacha of Zika, if Yesh Zika or not, the way Rashi says, so then why you consider Yehuda's opinion as a Das Yachid? There's many times we hold Yesh Zika. And Rabashi Daik Mistamas Nin Preg Dal Rach, and Rabashi infers from an anonymous Mishnah later on of Lam Rav that he says there's him as Yesh Zika. And by Philip Triachim, that's even by two brothers. For sure that even my one brother, so that you can't say that's a das yachid. So Elavadi Rav tells obviously that the reason why Rebbe Yehuda is considered das yachid is because even those old Yeshzika Bahud Rebbe Yehuda, that is Rebbe Yehuda, where he went, one of the brothers would get engaged to the sister. Ah, my dekulu, right? Because everyone else would agree that they kedushin through the kedushin. Pakazika removes the zika. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda is das yachid that holds that no, it's not going to remove the zika, which Tais says that oh wait a second, now. This is just addressing a secondary question. At the end of the sugya of Rav Chesam Beis, the matzah of Trei Mil de Shmuel that the Gemara required two teachings of Shmuel. First of all, that he holds a Rebbe Meseira, and also that he holds the Yashzik, even though they're essentially saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, oh, yeah, you needed both. Which Tais is bothered. He says, what do you mean? The Gemara could have simply said that, yeah, you need both, because Yashmin Yashzik, had you only said Yashzika, you wouldn't know that you would have to wait till the brother does a ma'isa, because I mean, I would have thought to say by Hijab Yehuda, the Gedushin Mavka Zika, that even if hold Yezika, but the Gedushin uprits Zika, like you're saying, the Rabbanan hold like that, and Alek Rin Meseya. So it says, you're right, the Gemara could have said, but it's finds a different reason why you needed both. So that's not difficult, but Tesis comes back to his point. So since he's saying that even according to Rabbanan, they hold Yesh Zika, the Almat is regarding only that they hold that the Gedushin Mavka Zika, and that's considered Das Yachid. So then we're back to the question. Who is the mandama, the whole Zain Zika, not like Rashi, because the Rabbanan don't disagree on that point. They also hold the Zika. And so the Ein Lefarish don't explain the Gedibri or Ein Zika. Who's the one that the Gemara is asking? He should have just said, like, the one who says Ein Zika Hanre Meir, because the Imkin might come out. Then what's the Gemara saying? Oh, if he would have said that, Habim in the Hanre Lebetra would have said that he only holds Ein Zika when there's two brothers, but by one, you would have said he's the only one, so they would say Yezika. Can't say that. Hanre Meir, but Chad Nami Kamat Ein Zika. Hanre Meir is on record by saying, by one brother, that there's no Zika. And Malekim, maybe you cannot say Nami the Hind Rebbe Shua, that Rebbe Shua Dom, that he says Yafal Echad, that the Yavam could only do Hafaris Nadarm to the Yavama if there's only one brother, but not by two brothers. You see, oh, obviously it's in Zika by two brothers. So Peperek Dalar Achad, Mukiplak Dayu, because the Gemara there explains that Machlek is between Rebbe Shua and the others regarding Ba'avad Ba'maimer, when they did a Maimer, and a Pligi Maimer Kren Yalav, and all Machlek is regarding if Maimer is Kren Yalav, but not regarding this halacha of Zika. So it's not because of Ein Zika. So back to the question. Who is this Tana that the Dibur Maskil Tesis is going on? So here Tesis, the truth is, the Yishlamu, you can say, is the Ein Nir Le L'Chalik Mishum Kedushin. Now, although this premise that Tesis was saying to make such a chilik, that no, the Gemara did not presume such a chilik that because of Kedushin, that the Rabbanu disagreed with Mseira is that even though Yezika, but it's because the Kedushin is Mafka, no, they didn't hold of that chilik. And therefore, they're asking that it should have been like the Rabbanan, who obviously hold Ein Zika. And then Tais has to explain. He says that, so then obviously Rabbi Yosef, the Kol Lechidah, which was the basis of Tais's, of his positing his point, that obviously they cannot hold, that you're saying Ein Zika, because then how you calling Rabbi Yehuda Das Yochid in the Zika part, you hold money as Zika. Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael calls it Rabbi Yudim Zeh Das Yachid Kesav, because he holds the Kulat Anoy Sabi Ein Zika. He holds actually all of them hold Ein Zika. What I mean, didn't we bring Rav Ashi Stamas Nitin? No, but let's say Rav Ashi doesn't hold the Rav Ashi, the Dagmar Mastin, the Perik Dalarach Neshik. It doesn't hold up that inference. And actually, Dachan Nam Plegi Allah Hassam, actually over there, and the Gemara brings, Rav Nachman disagrees, and he holds, he cannot make such a dig that Yazika. And there was so Tabisu holds that, no, Rav Yudim Mesev, Taka Das Yachad. And he's like, from the only ones that holds that, that there is Zika. And the Gemara sounds like later on, the Kor Rabbi Yisrael says that what's Mishnah Shein Tzricha? What's unnecessary Mishnah? Lo didan, from this that we learn in the Mishnah, Yivim Tisha Mesa, when the Yivama dies, that Mutaba Chaisa, that is permitted in the sister. And it was unnecessary because that's really a pasuk in the Torah that it's only Aleha, but after her death, it's going to be permitted. Now the question is, wait a second. Although we need to infer from there, Biyazika. In other words, why is Rav Yisrael saying that's Mishnah Yitzricha? But you needed to say, like we're saying in our sugya, that there is a chiddush that specifically when the sister is going to be mutter, and not by the mother because the Yazika. So why is he saying it's Mishnah Shein Yitzricha? And like rather says Taisus, obviously this point. Rabbi does not need to aslash min derzika to let us know that, but the mother would be from derzika because actually mishav the because he holds the inzika. The kolam and now everyone wants inzika, and that's what he said. Rabbi says das yachin, and because according to everyone is inzika, and therefore you don't have to wait. So therefore, yeah, we could say that it is like Rashi that it was the rabban and Rabbi Seda who are the ones that the Gemara was asking that he should have just said like that inzika. When the Yavam is alive, no, then you cannot marry the mother because the Aslav gives him a Mrs. Yavam. That's simply because he's now been battled the mitzvah of Yibum. So although there's no Zika, but when she's alive, the mother would be forbidden because you're nullifying, you're neutralizing the mitzvah of Yibum. Now, Tosh says that this halacha of Rapuna is according to everyone. And that is a fulfillment of that he says, when you have two brothers, one married to an older one, and one married to the younger sister, which the marriage to the younger sister is really only rabbinic, and then the older sister's husband dies, then he says, if the younger sister doesn't mean, fine, she doesn't mean, but if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to, and obviously that's going to be in battle mitzvah, even that is around now, still, my dahachi would agree over here that you're not allowed to marry the mother. What's the difference? Because the Shan Hilson, there it's different, the Shekvan Nesula, because the younger sister, although you're right, biblically you can have a Zika from the older sister, but the Maisa, she's already married to him. In contrast over here, where you're not married yet to the mother, even he would agree that it would be forbidden to be about the Mitzvah Yavam. But then, since we're going to say, how do we know the Rav Huna holds that Ein Zika, that we're saying that, oh, why doesn't it just say, and we hold it, you see, he holds Ein Zika because if he's saying that the Yavama dies, then he's permitted by the mother. How do you know? Maybe he'll Yeshika, as we said this before in the previous says Mishum the Pokazika, because what happens is after she dies, similar like to what we said before. After she died, I mean before we said we're gonna Kedushin, but after she dies, the Pokazika, because Amasamuk actually Mur itself says this shortly. That Yudis says that Shemel Shem is forbidden the mother. Nigmar says that the reason is why didn't you just say Yeshika? Nigmar says, oh, you would have thought to say that after Misa would be permitted. Because after Misa, the Zik would be Paka. That's what saying, no, that's going to be Asa. Then we have to say the halacha explicitly, Asa be'ima. Now, based on this, maybe according to Rav Huna actually holds Yesh Zika, but after she dies, the Paka Zika is, how do you see Ein Zika? So, Bisham, you can say, no, not Bisha Shas, Asa be'samach Tzuchuz, although the Gemara ultimately makes it that you had to specify and be explicit, and therefore we said it, but the truth is, the Yesh Zika, if you hold Yesh Zika, Acha Misa Nami Asa, obviously, after death, it would still be forbidden, because the Zika Bechdi Lepaka, the Gemara says, that Zika, just with nothing, it can't just be removed, just like an Ishus, when a woman dies, you don't lose a relationship, still forbidden her mother, so to the Zika, it was never neutralized with a Yibma Chalitza from one of the other brothers, and therefore, that's why it's obvious, the Gemara is saying that, yes, if he's saying that it's going to be, but to be Ima, even Acha Misa, obviously, it is that he holds it in Zika.